We are young today, and precious time is ours to borrow. We won't let it slip away. We are young today. Let's be young tomorrow.
Welcome to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Walter Gammon and Dr. Mark Anderson. We're the authors of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health and Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. We're also the voices of Executive Medicine of America. Now, don't forget, we've got Dementia Defender, Riddle of the Day, and it's your chance to win a free book. That's right, I said free. So write down this number, 844-WELL-100. That's a toll-free, free number, 844-WELL-100. That's 844-935-5100. And the website, stayyoungamerica.com, stayyoungamerica.com. All right, today's show is all about anger and tempers, and we know many of our listeners can relate to this, either because they have a temper issue or they know somebody else who does have a temper issue. So this is it's a great show. I know you're going to get a lot out of it. And we have a great guest coming on, Nathaniel Smith. He's the author of Taming Your Temper. And he's actually going to be in the studio with us. He's got some really great tips, and he's got some fantastic books. So I'm excited about this.
I am, too. I can't wait for him to talk to Dementia Defender and tame down that temper on Dementia Defender. He's always making me so upset, always giving me these riddles that are so difficult to do.
I think he's going to have to do a lot more counseling than just anger issues.
That's an Axis 4 issue. I mean, you get Axis 1 issues, too.
All right. So before we bring him on and we talk about the book, I wanted to go over some medical conditions, because we know there's some certain medical conditions and there's some certain medications that can actually cause personality changes or can cause temper issues and things. And we've seen it in family members. We've maybe seen it in ourselves, but we definitely have seen it in patients a lot. So let's just kind of go through some of those real quick.
There is literally a litany of different conditions and medications that can cause people to be short-tempered. Of course, we're all familiar with PMS and the female gender.
I knew you were going to go there. How did I know you were going to go there? You know, funny thing, I was researching different causes of anger, and one of the things listed said being a woman. I was like, really? It was on a UK site. I was like, I can't believe they put that.
Well, I think every man can relate to that.
Yeah, I think, it's hormones, and estrogen is not a nice player. And even if men have too much estrogen levels, they can get a little moody and a little angry.
I've seen some guys turn into some women. That's for doggone sure.
Another one, which I was reminded of about this morning when I saw a patient, was decongestants. You know, people have allergies. They take an allergy medicine with a decongestant, and the decongestant can cause terrible short-temperedness and flying off the handle.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's true. That is so true. I've seen it so many times. Among other things, it can cause impotence. It can cause decongestants are not good things.
They are not. Of course, drugs like alcohol, amphetamines, other drugs, these can all affect temper as well.
Yeah.
Another important is lack of sleep. So, when people are sleep deprived, their mood's off, and they're going to have, trigger fingers on that anger maybe.
Well, and it's not just like you think, oh, your spouse isn't getting enough sleep. This affects your kids, too. I mean, kids are not getting enough sleep. And then they're like, oh, something's wrong with my child. He's angry and he's mad and he's this and he's that. Well, is he eating right? Is he sleeping? Let's get back to the basics. Okay, that music means it's time. That's right. It's time for Doc Shock. Doc Shock is a time in the show where there's something in the news that is either shocking to us, or sometimes it's something that we already knew that we're just shocked that it's just now making the news. So this is a study that came out, and I love this because we discussed how smiling and frowning affects longevity in our book, Age to Perfection. In the book, we talk about how a big, genuine smile, which is actually called a Duchenne smile, can predict longevity. But there was a study that just came out. It was actually published in the Journal of Cognition and Emotion, and it shows that sun-induced frowning can actually cause anger or can cause a lot of emotional responses. So what they did is they took a bunch of people. They took, I think it was like 137 females, 145 males. They put them on the beach. They had some walk right into the sun, and then their face would make that frowny face. And then others had sunglasses, which would prevent the face from squinching up like that. And then they would have others walk with their back to the sun. And the people that had made that face and actually had used those facial muscles actually had issues with anger after. Their emotions changed from before and after.
I think this is one of those where somebody's got too much money laying around to get people to walk on the beach smiling or frowning.
And it was probably government funded.
And it reminds me of the Clint Eastwood westerns. You know, whenever he'd be looking at someone and he'd squint, you knew that his opponent was going to get shot momentarily thereafter.
See, we didn't need to study. We could just watch the old westerns and know this.
Right, and he came riding out of the sunset. You know, he always had a smile on it because he usually left a couple of dead bodies behind him. So he vented his anger. Music means it's time for the Immortal Minute. The Immortal Minute is a minute to help you with how you can slow that aging process down. And today we have a study that is actually having some clinical application in that they show that fasting, and in the study they had patients go, and it's been shown in animal studies and now phase one in human studies, if they had them in a fasting state for 2 to 4 days, it re-stimulated their stem cells and basically made their immune system younger. And so the study is being used in chemotherapy patients as a way to reboost their immune system after it's been suppressed by giving them chemotherapy, and it's showing clinical effects that they recover faster. So now they put these patients in a 2 to 4 day fast afterwards, and it regenerates stem cells.
Well, one thing we didn't cover is that anger can also come from being hungry. So maybe they get healthy, but maybe they're hungry.
Well, and this was a, you know, prolonged fast for the 2 to 4 days like that. But, you know, we know from just a nutritional standpoint, you need that fasting state, you know, overnight. So we tell patients, you know, try not to eat after 8 o'clock until you get up the next morning, and have that 10 to 12 hour fast on a daily basis. And that may be not only does it help you with your sleep and such, but helps you keep those cells younger. And, you know, I always look back, if you look at most major religions, they have some type of ritual that involves fasting.
Yeah,
so
we do Fast Sunday, and everybody in the church fasts, and then they take the money they would have spent on the meals, and it goes to the hungry. And you know what? I feel good after Fast Sunday. I really do. So I think it works. I think there's something to it. Okay, if you haven't been to Facebook and joined our Stay Young Media Group, be sure and do that. Be sure and go on Facebook, do that. And then also that toll-free number you're going to need, 844-WELL-100. We got to go to a break. Don't go away, because when we come back, Nathaniel Smith, author of Taming Your Temper. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300, or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that's stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you to advice on sex and your health. The book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of executive medicine of America, where patients fly in from all over the globe to see us and to get healthier. So don't forget, we have Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day coming up at the end of the show. It's your chance to win a free, yep, I said free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise, or Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. Okay, that toll-free number, 844-935-5100, 844-WELL-100. 844-935-5100. You're going to need that. And then also, our listener participation medical trivia contest is ahead. Oh my gosh, I love this. I love that our people are calling in from all over and that they want to participate. So if you want to participate and win free stuff just for coming on the show and being part of the fun, you have to call us at 844-WELL-100. Here's the deal, though. You absolutely cannot be a doctor or nurse. We don't want the people that know the answers. We want the people that are trying to learn the answers.
Or a dentist. No dentist.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you threw that in there. No dentist. Okay. So I'm really excited about today's show because we're talking about tempers and anger and all of that stuff. We have a really neat guest with us, and he's actually in the studio today, Nathaniel Smith. He's the author of the book Taming Your Temper, and he's got a new book out called Taming Your Depression. And these are really cool because they're like workbooks. So it's not just like read the book and, oh, try to apply it. It actually takes you step by step how to apply it. So welcome to this show, and we're glad to have you. Nathaniel.
Thank you guys for having me on.
So, all right. So this book, I have to ask you, you know, what makes somebody say, oh, I think I should write a book about taming temper? Yeah. I mean, did you have a temper issue?
Well, I did. When I was 19, guys, I felt completely out of control. I was in a relationship with someone and it was absolutely chaotic. And I had a friend that tapped me on the shoulder during one of these interactions. And he's like, Nathan, you really need to examine yourself.
Did you want to like beat her up?
Well, it wasn't to that level, but
I know a lot of teenagers, they get
sure
like,
that you like, do feel that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, they're overwhelmed.
I think I felt jealousy because I was in a lot of pain and I didn't mm-hmm. understand how to communicate about that pain. And you know what I've discovered through the years, guys, is men, especially our gender norms, it teaches us angry, happy, sad. we don't learn how to manage our pain or our fears, and we're taught as men through our traditional norms, it's not okay to feel those things. And I was feeling all of those things during this relationship, felt completely out of control. But this friend of mine really coached me to go on and get some therapy. And I was in school at that point for psychology, and it was one of the best decisions I ever made.
I think that's so funny. You're in school for psychology. You got to go see somebody.
Well, and I tell all my clients, if your therapist does not have a therapist, never go see that person again. They're saying they do not have problems. It's just like you guys that are doctors. You know, you have to eventually see a medical professional for your own needs and issues, right?
They just call each other.
Help.
That's what they do. They just, hey.
We do the same thing, though. That's pretty typical.
What do you think this is?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't
exactly.
Say that about the psychiatrist. I mean, in the same field is mm-hmm. that, you know, psychotherapy, they have to be in constant therapy.
It's a great point.
You know, as they are practicing. So,
it's
I mean,
a great point.
You know, they have to admit they've got flaws and they're going to have to work on them too. Yeah.
Exactly, because we're human. We all have issues. And if you're not working on that and keeping your mental health clean, then you're going to struggle with dealing with your clientele as a whole. So that's really what led me into writing the book. That was part of it.
It's fascinating you said your issue was one of control, because that often mm-hmm. comes down to it. There's many times there's arguments mm-hmm. and someone will know they're wrong, but they don't want to lose control. So they'll argue something they know is wrong just so they can have control.
That is a great point. What I have found in my work with individuals is power and control gets involved in these things, but the caveat is it's people trying to be right and trying to be heard. And what happens is there's three barriers that are created because of that. Minimization. I did it, but it's not as bad as, you know, you think it is. Denial. I did not do it at all. Or blame. It's your fault that I responded in that way. And those are the three barriers, guys, that I found that really keep people from being accountable and that create win-lose.
Yeah, it's that victim mentality. It's everybody else's fault.
Exactly.
You know, and that happens a lot. I tell you a very funny story because Walter and I sometimes have a little debate with the mate, you know.
Sure.
I know,
I was waiting for this dinner because, you know, he was speaking from firsthand experience. Yeah.
We're like at a main event, which is like a bowling alley with all these things with our kids. And we decided we were going to play this trivia game. And so we're equally getting these answers wrong. And I said, do you realize that we probably have arguments over stuff that neither one of us is right over?
I love that. That's great.
It was just a really funny moment.
Yeah, I believe it.
I was shocked that we both didn't know the answer to something.
I totally get it. And it didn't lead to the traditional win-lose. It can happen in relationships, right, guys?
Yeah.
And I tell couples all the time, conflict is normal. Conflict is not abnormal. It's when conflict happens over and over and over without resolution. That's where abnormality occurs.
Now, you know, I often tell my sons in dealing with their spouses or girlfriends to mm-hmm. simply adopt the attitude that the female's always right and the guy's always wrong, and then that will get rid of all the conflict.
Yeah.
That's no good either, because then you harbor all those
built-up resentment or hurt, and you have these hidden agendas that grow out of that. But I do think being accountable is the key. That is the critical point that stops win-lose. I've found when people start to do that, it goes away. Because think about it. With accountability, you feel safe to communicate. You feel respected. You feel appreciated. It opens up. It's a catalyst for so many different things within a relationship.
Well, I know that when I know I'm going to say something that I probably shouldn't say, I usually start off with, hey, I'm about to say something. I don't want you to judge me.
Sure.
I love that. Then I say like the most ridiculous thing. Yeah. And I know he really wants to go, really? You just said that? But he doesn't, because I've put a little caveat
That's
in
it.
There.
Here are my feelings.
Yeah. I'm about to say something and don't judge me.
That's it. Totally. And your feelings are your feelings. And I think so many times when we communicate with our partners, we get stuck on what I like to call causal factors. Why are you feeling that way? And what that does is the other party, it puts them on the defensive. But when we focus on what the person is feeling, and that's what your partner did in that case, he just validated what you were feeling, and you felt heard, you felt accepted, which is one of the reasons why couples fight. They want to be right and they want to be heard. But when you're heard and you're accountable, those things go away. They totally go away.
And I think, you know, a lot of guys tend to, and I really want the docs to weigh in on this.
Sure.
And I promise I won't hold anything against anybody.
Promises, promises.
But I mean, I see a lot of guys that just want her to shut up. So they'll just like let the girl just go. And then, you know, they'll just nod their head and, yeah, whatever. Just because they don't want to hear it, and they. But then the female is never validated because
she
doesn't.
Think about that.
She doesn't feel heard.
Think about that, Judy. That's huge. What
yeah.
you just said. That's
so,
huge.
So it just goes on and on and
it
on.
It does.
And
doesn't
she never
it?
Shuts up, and he never gets a break, and she never feels validated. And
think
it,
about that.
Yeah.
Well, and I think for women, women are defined as just being emotional beings,
mm-hmm.
and women have cognitions too. They're complicated, just like men. Men are not just angry, happy, sad. Men have pain and men have fear. And what I found, Judy, that I have to confront or help men to assimilate into is understanding that it's okay to be afraid. It's okay to be in pain. It's
yeah.
okay to talk about those things.
Yeah.
And men are traditionally not taught how to do that. And that's part of the dynamic that I face with men every day, is trying to help them to open up themselves to the reality that it's really about being human. Part of being human is being in touch with your feelings. And that doesn't make you feminine. That doesn't make you less than. It makes you more human. You know?
But don't you think women, and I know, all right, ladies, don't write in and write me hate mail, but don't you think a lot of times women, they don't allow their man to be afraid. They don't allow their man to be angry. They feel, they almost like say, you're not allowed to do that. That's my role. And I see
it's
that all the
point.
Time.
It's a great point.
You know, I mean, I remember a time with, and Walter, and I want Mark to weigh in on this too, but mm-hmm. a time with Walter where I was just, are you scared? And he said, yeah, I am. And that was a really big bonding moment. Because it's weird to get to that level with your spouse, but it's very gratifying because you are at a completely comfortable level.
Think about that. It's cathartic. It's connecting. And that's what relationships are about.
Yeah.
A safety mechanism where you can open yourself up to one another and connect in all these beautiful ways. And we as men, we're not taught to do that. But I'll have ladies come in all the time and they're like, boy, my partner, when we're alone, he breaks down. He shows emotions. But in front of our male counterparts, you've got to be hard. You've got to be strong. You've got to be tough. You've got to be all of these things that are difficult to maintain.
Well, that's what I want to hear from Mark, because he's the guy's guy. I mean, you know, he doesn't have a lot of...
Thanks, Judy.
Well, okay, that wasn't about you. But he doesn't, you know, show a lot of emotion. He jokes around a bunch. But, I mean, what do you think about this?
No, I think a lot of those guys do show it. I mean, you know, they are the guys that, you know, they'll shed the tear. I mean, they may play the rough guy or tough guy, and they're there. But the ones that can show the spectrum of emotion, you know, when you see one of their buddies has died in a wreck or something like that, I mean, they're the ones that are up there sobbing at the graveside more than anybody.
Yeah, that's true. So,
that's a good point.
Well, you know, you'd see this, like, in firefighters and police officers. So sometimes when there's a terrible event, like a big fire or a shooting or something, mm-hmm. and you see these... you know, manly men, these burly guys breaking down and crying. And it's just like, it's good that they can show that emotion, because if they had to pent all that up.
Think about that.
They'd have to, like, so buy volumes of your books.
Yeah, exactly.
because, you know, temper and anger, and we'll talk about this when we come back, it's a secondary emotion.
It is. It's blocked expression of pain and fear.
Oh, okay. We're going to stop there because we've got to go to a break. And that's, I really want to talk about that. But I want to make sure that we give a shout out to our military. We know you guys listen, you guys and gals, listen all over the globe. We're so glad to bring you a little piece of home. We love you. We want you home safe. And we're just so glad that you're doing what you do. And also, you know, be sure to go to stayyoungamerica.com and that phone number 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100. You're going to need that for Dementia Defender. And we'll be right back, because when we come back, we're going to talk more about this wonderful book, Taming Your Temper, with Nathaniel Smith. The Stay Young Vitamin line is designed to keep you healthy and active by providing only the highest quality of ingredients without unnecessary fillers and additives. Have you looked at the supplements at the store lately? Flashy bottles filled with pills that have artificial sweeteners and colors. Not exactly what you need to get and stay healthy. The Stay Young Vitamin line has everything from children's supplements and prenatals to multivitamins and even specific products like resveratrol. But the best part is the Stay Young Vitamin line is free of things you don't need, like artificial ingredients that do more harm than good. Many of our supplements are also vegetarian and free of things like dairy, yeast, and gluten. For more information, visit StayYoungVitamins.com or call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932.
1-800-910-3932. Stay Young Vitamins, 1-800-910-3932. StayYoungVitamins.com.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit StayYoungVitamins.com.
This is Dr. Mark Anderson of Executive Medicine Texas, co-host of the Staying Young Show. Do you have a lack of stamina? Has your sex drive decreased? If so, you could have a vitamin or hormone deficiency, and these symptoms should be taken seriously. Some centers focus solely on the testosterone deficiency and miss other important factors. The Executive Medicine of Texas Vitality Profile includes a thorough physical exam, extensive lab tests, and a review of personal and family history as we look for sources of your symptoms. Schedule your Vitality Profile at Executive Medicine of Texas today by calling 800-910-3932 or visit us on the web at emtexas.com. Again, 800-910-3932 or visit us at the web, emtexas.com.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show, and I want to share a secret with you. The Stay Young vitamin line has an ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails. Many of our listeners and many of our patients enjoy this supplement because they get to regain their youth. That's right. Ultra sexy hair, skin, and nails will keep you looking beautiful and youthful. Go to StayYoungVitamins.com. That's StayYoungVitamins.com. Or you can call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of executive medicine of America. If you haven't gone to StayYoungAmerica.com, be sure to go there, StayYoungAmerica.com. You can actually get links to podcasts of past shows there. So if you missed a show or you want to hear this show again or you want somebody you know to hear this show, you can send them to StayYoungAmerica.com or you can just send them to iTunes and they can search the Staying Young Show because there's hundreds of shows there. All right, so don't forget, Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day is coming up. You're going to need this phone number, 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100. That's 844-935-5100. And also, if you want to participate in that medical trivia where we bring you on the show, you participate with us, and you can win free stuff. You're going to need that number because as long as you're not a doctor, a nurse, or, as Dr. Gammon says, a dentist, they're disqualified, then you can call us and talk to us about coming on the show and doing that because it's a lot of fun. But our guest today is Nathaniel Smith. He's the author of a couple of books, Taming Your Temper and Taming Your Depression. I love the lion on the front of this.
Yes.
I think we've all felt like that from time to time.
And I believe it.
You know, this growling lion.
Yeah, yeah. And you notice, Judy, inside, There's a tamer. So the tamer's the reader.
And, isn't that funny? It's the woman.
And you're taming your depression. Or you're taming.
Yeah. The tamer's
isn't
a woman.
Ironic? Well, you know, the reason why the people that helped me develop the cover, it's two ladies out of New York, and they're amazing. They're very creative, and they're like, listen, we should put this tamer inside the cover, and that represents the reader, and the lion symbolizes your anger or your depression.
But
or your
I
anxiety.
Think they need therapy because they made the anger and funny. The depression a
yeah.
male,
yeah.
and they made the tamer a female. Now that's very
that's
sexist.
Funny.
I'm highly offended and yeah. I'm feeling anger over this.
I've got an exercise, Dr. Gammon, right here on page 26. Yeah, I love that. That's too funny. That's a great observation on your part, I must say.
All right. So let's talk for a minute about boundaries because I want everybody's take on this. I want everyone
sure.
to weigh in on this. How you feel when somebody cross your boundary. Like, give an example of somebody crossing a boundary with you and how that makes you feel. I really want, and I know I'm going, oh, let's talk about feelings.
No,
and the doctor's
okay, let's do it.
Looking at me like I'm insane. So I think we'll start with you so then yeah. they have time to think about what they can say and not get in trouble.
Yeah, I love it. I've actually got the perfect example. It's a story that's in the book. I use a lot of stories to help people to connect to the text, and one of which is Rachel. She came into my practice many years back, and she went out on this first date. And on this first date, guys, she just told the person everything. From A to Z about her life.
Run,
and,
Forrest,
and the gentleman,
run.
Let's call him Eric for confidentiality, he felt absolutely overwhelmed by the stories and just by the experience. And then she came into my practice the next week and she's like, he doesn't even want to talk to me anymore.
What's left to say?
Yeah. Nothing left to talk about.
Yes. And that's it exactly, guys. And I tried to explain to Rachel that, Rachel, intimacy grows over time. It's something that builds over time. And when you overwhelm someone, then you really violate their boundaries. You overwhelm them with information.
Mm-hmm.
You make them really, you know, I would say it's a red flag, right? Hey, listen, are you okay with your boundaries? That's probably what Eric was thinking in those moments of time with her that he spent for like 2.5 hours where she just kind of emotionally vomited on him, so to speak.
Right.
And
yeah.
he felt overwhelmed. So that's a classic story of what I've tried to help people to work through.
All right. Know? Who's going next?
You're talking about boundaries?
Yeah. Like,
well, no, the point I make is, you know, we talk about the gender differences, and we've been making light of it, but, you know, it takes guys, you know, at least a day and a half to process their emotions, right? And gals will process it right away. So we had the rule at our house with my son that his mother was allowed to have 3 questions, and that was it. So, he'd come home from an event or something, you know, it's 3 questions. How do you feel about it? Whatever. The next day, he'd be happy to talk about what happened, right? But the gals come home, and they want to tell you everything that
yackety,
happened.
Yackety,
right?
Yackety,
yackety, yackety, yackety, which is fine. So sometimes, you know, the boundary I have is give me some time. You know, I mean, if something happened, I need a day to process it. Don't ask me how I feel about it right now, and I just need a little time and space to process it, and I'm happy to talk about it. But, you know, sometimes the gals, they want to talk about it now, and it's like, just set it aside, and we'll talk about it tomorrow.
Well, Dr. Anderson, may I make a point about that? Because I love what you're saying. It's the difference between the sexes, one sex being a processor and the other sex being more immediate with their emotions. And that collides between the sexes all the time. So that's a great observation on your part. And I would agree. I deal with couples around that dynamic frequently. You know,
well, that's my boundary. So, you know, give me some space and let me have don't press me for a discussion
sure.
on it
so
right away.
So next time you're mad, I'll go, I'll call you tomorrow.
Because, you know,
bye.
He'll process through it, right? He'll process through it. He'll be ready to talk about it.
Right.
Love it.
I have an example of boundaries. One of my daughters, who's now an adult, when she was a teenager, had the worst, messiest room and bathroom on the face of the earth.
Wow.
It just drove me insane. It would make me angry, make me lose my temper.
You need this book,
yeah.
Taming Your Temper.
I spoke to a therapist, and he set the boundaries. He said, you know what? She has a right to have a messy room. If she wants a messy room, just close the door and forget about it.
I disagree.
Well, wait a minute. I gave her that boundary, and I felt better. I didn't have to worry about it anymore because I had the attitude, well, that's her room. She can do as she wishes with it. If she wants to live in a pigsty, she can. I'd love to tell you that she did the pigsty just to get under my skin, but even when I left her alone, it was still a pigsty.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It just didn't bother me
I'm
anymore.
I'm like, yeah, you got a right when you're paying rent. All right, so here's my boundary issue, and it always comes back to the kids, right? This drives me mental. I only have like, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes to myself, and we have a big family, and they will seriously knock on the bathroom door. Hey, hey, you know, keep knocking.
Wow.
And then I'm like, I'll be out in a few minutes. Well, I just need a hairbrush. And then they come. I'm in the shower. They get a hairbrush. They get their stuff. They borrow my hairspray. They do whatever. And then usually they ask me two or three questions. I'm like, do you mind?
He asks my personal time.
And then they leave and they leave the door open. So
oh, my goodness. You're like, come on. That's my privacy moment, right?
So,
I totally get
so
it.
So that like really sets me off.
Sure.
And then, you know, I don't know. I guess I do what every mom does. They just blow it off. But then later they're really mad about it. You're
totally
like, really,
good.
Give me some space, man.
Well, and that's tough, isn't it? Because you're saying that you don't have a lot of time to yourself.
Yeah.
So, you know, that time's important for you to take because we all need our individual autonomy outside of our relationships.
Yeah, I agree.
Let me tell you how you fix that.
Okay.
You go in the bathroom and turn the fan on, okay? The fan means that
don't come in.
No one is going to want to walk into that bathroom for about the next half hour.
Danger.
Right? So they come up to the door and hear the fan going on. They're like, I don't want to go in there.
That's a great suggestion. I'm going to use that in therapy moving forward when someone mentions this issue. I love that.
There's another solution, of course. You simply tell them dad's in here naked, and that'll prevent it.
I thought of seeing him naked. Yes. That'll keep him out.
Yeah. You're like, that's traumatic in itself. They won't come in because of that alone, right? I love that. That's great advice, guys.
So, I mean, I really think that we all have a little, and maybe those little boundaries are a little different for each of us.
That's true.
I mean, I have a sister who doesn't have any children, and she's, mm-hmm. you know, she's older, and she's very much a career woman.
Sure.
And she has boundaries, like, with her time, you know. And she's really good about taking time for herself. But, boy, mm-hmm. those boundaries are, don't cross them.
I love that, Judy, because one of the exercises in taming your temper deals with that. It talks about time and people, you know, taking advantage of your time and what kind of impact that has on your emotional state as it relates to anger. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. People are always taking up your time, frustrating you over that, you're going to eventually probably blow up over that if it just continues to happen over and over and over and over. So the book really coaches people through an exercise to help them to understand how to set limits around their time so they can effectively let go of their frustration and their anger.
You know, I saw that in the book, and I think I'm going to do it. I'm going to go.
Yeah,
I'm like really going to do this whole workbook. And I think for our listeners, they need to be doing it, too, because this taming your temper thing, it is a workbook. You work through it. It's not read it and just go, oh, that's nice.
The show is working out really well for you, Walter.
It's amazing you said that. I was just thinking how wonderful this is.
He's going to bring you back every week.
Exactly. Hey, listen, can we do this exercise? But you know what I've found, guys, in my clientele that I deal with, they're really looking for solutions. They're looking for help. And that's where I migrated towards the workbook. People were asking for resources.
Yeah.
And that's what helped me really create Taming Your Temper. Exercises grew out of conversation with clients over and over and over. So.
Yeah. So now you go. We only have about a minute before we have to let you go.
Uh-huh.
But you go out and you talk to corporations. You do
exactly.
you know, a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
So what website should people get a hold of you, whether they want to purchase the book, whether they want to mm-hmm. hire you to do counseling
sure.
or come into their company and mm-hmm. work with their employees? Where should they go?
Yeah, we have a program site. It's called TemperTamersProgram.com. That's the best place to discover everything about the Temper Tamers movement that we're really trying to launch across
the
country.
I love it. It's a movement.
It really is.
Can you start with road rage?
Yeah, we actually have some exercises that directly address that, because that is a problem in the city, isn't it, guys?
It's a big problem.
It's a huge problem in the city.
We have a lot of wonderful listeners that drive for a living.
Sure.
You know, across the states, and I'm sure they see a lot.
I bet they do.
You know, some little idiot in their little foreign car, and please don't take this the wrong way, but
I understand.
In and out of traffic and doing all kinds of.
We all drive foreign cars. All three of us drive foreign cars.
Make that four, me included. Yes.
Okay, well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
They're in some little tiny car, and they're going to take on an 18-wheeler.
Yeah,
I mean,
that makes
no
sense.
Really,
right?
It's like my dumb dog Buttercup.
Yeah.
He's like really small, and you take him for a walk, he will take on a Rottweiler.
Yeah.
You're like, really?
I believe it. Yeah.
You
yeah.
are such an idiot.
Yeah. That's the power and control principle at work to the deepest level, right?
If I could get my dog to read, he'd be reading this dog on book, that's for sure. All right, if you haven't been to Facebook, be sure and go there and look us up under Stay Young Media, Stay Young Media Group, because we put all kinds of great information there, tips, links, you name it. It's great stuff. And coming up, we're going to have the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day and your chance to win a free book. Write down the number, 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100, and that website, StayYoungAmerica.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. You can start feeling the effects of hormone changes as early as 30 years of age. And if you're a man or a woman with symptoms of fatigue, loss of stamina, lack of concentration, or a dwindling sex drive, then you may be the perfect candidate for bioidentical hormone therapy. Forget the shots or messy creams. At Executive Medicine of Texas, we offer BioT, bioidentical hormone therapy pellets that are more effective and more convenient. If you're ready to get back to a more youthful version of you, call us today at 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. Again, that's 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. You can have an increased sex drive, more stamina, and a leaner version of you. Just call 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com.
You would never neglect routine maintenance on your high-performance car, and neither should you neglect your own body. Our health is the best asset we have, and you need to protect yours. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Programs, Age Management Programs, and Yearly Concierge Packages at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 800-910-3932. That's StayYoungAmerica.com, 800-910-3932. Take charge of your health and feel better and younger today.
Many doctors are quick to prescribe medication like antidepressants or sleeping aids, a band-aid that covers up the underlying problem. Micronutrient deficiencies account for many symptoms that are often missed. You deserve answers, and you deserve the right path back to health. Schedule your micronutrient testing at EM Texas or call 1-800-910-EXEC. It doesn't matter where you live. As long as it's in the U.S., a kit can be shipped to you. So call 1-800-910-3932 or visit us at emtexas.com.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit StayYoungVitamins.com.
The Stay Young Vitamin line is designed to keep you healthy and active by providing only the highest quality of ingredients without unnecessary fillers and additives. Have you looked at the supplements at the store lately? Flashy bottles filled with pills that have artificial sweeteners and colors. Not exactly what you need to get and stay healthy. The Stay Young Vitamin line has everything from children's supplements and prenatals to multivitamins and even specific products like resveratrol. But the best part is the Stay Young Vitamin line is free of things you don't need, like artificial ingredients that do more harm than good. Many of our supplements are also vegetarian and free of things like dairy, yeast, and gluten. For more information, visit StayYoungVitamins.com or call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932. Stay Young Vitamins, 1-800-910-3932. StayYoungVitamins.com.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Walter Gammon and Dr. Mark Anderson. We're the voices of Executive Medicine of America. You can visit us on the web at StayYoungAmerica.com. That's StayYoungAmerica.com. You can download past shows there, or you can just go straight to iTunes and get those free podcasts. Just go to iTunes, search the Staying Young Show. All right, here's the number you're going to want, 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100. That's 844-935-5100. You're going to need that for Dementia Defender. And also, if you want to be part of the medical trivia contest to win free prizes, just like our upcoming guest here, then you need to call us. You cannot be a doctor or a nurse or a dentist. But other than that, All you got to do is come on, be part of the show, and answer a few questions and win some things. So today we have one of our longtime listeners, Al Andre. He's out of Bucks, Alabama. Al, glad you're on the show with us.
Great. Thank you for having me.
All right. So are you ready?
Yes, ma'am. It's about as ready as I can be.
Okay. So this is how it works. Just to refresh your memory, we're going to ask you different questions. The docs will ask you. They'll be worth different points. And today what we're giving away is resveratrol and age support, which is a multivitamin. Both of these are out of the Stay Young vitamin line. And so here we go. They'll be worth different points, and you'll win different things depending on how many points you get.
All right, Al. First question. Elevated uric acid results in what disease?
That's hard.
I would say kidney disease.
I'll give him half credit.
You can
get uric acid stones.
I'll give him half points.
We were talking about gout, but that's good.
Okay, yes, gout.
Yeah,
okay,
gout.
Well, that was 15 points. We'll give you 10 of them because that was a really good answer.
Man, are you generous.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, Al, this one's a layup. This one's an easy one. From what organ does bile come from?
Bile, the liver.
Correct.
That's right.
Yeah.
Very good.
Stored in the gallbladder and then it's secreted.
Nice. Okay, so now you've got 30 points total.
And this is layup number two.
Okay, when you get to 40, you get resveratrol, so here we go.
Number of kidneys in a human?
Two.
No.
Donate one.
That was worth 30 points. Now he's got 60. Okay,
but I'm plugging that because that was part of our show on organ donation.
Oh,
see, so now people, you got two, you only need one. So he mentioned it. Al said it. You can donate one.
Okay, good. I can donate one. All right. So right now you've got the resveratrol, and if you get one of the next two questions right, you're also going to get the age support multivitamin. And so here we go.
Okay. You can give this answer in weeks or months. How long is a human gestation?
9 months, approximately 52 weeks.
Nice.
42.
It's 40 weeks, yeah. But we give it to you for the 9 months.
You got 9 months.
Okay. 9 times 4, 36.
Okay. Okay, you got 70 points. So you already have the age support, but there is one question left, isn't there?
One question left.
Okay, wait, but hold on. So nobody ever gets as many points. So we got to come up with a bonus. What does he get for the bonus?
Send some vitamin D. We'll give him the whole 3-pack.
Okay, so you get vitamin D too. If you get this one. Okay, here we go.
All right.
Okay.
Gluten is found where?
Gluten?
Mm-hmm.
What food types is found in?
Yeah, what's it found
right.
in?
Right.
Like white flour, wheat, white flour, stuff like that.
Correct. Wheat products contain gluten.
Gosh, Al, all right.
Well, it's rye, barley, and malt.
Yeah, right. But he
grains.
Knew what it was. I mean, sometimes I'll say, do you have anything gluten-free? And people look at me, no, nothing's free. You got to pay for it.
Al, you're very lucky we have such loose markers here on your exam questions.
I think you're great. You've gotten the most points.
That's because he listens, see?
That's impressive. Yeah, I mean, you've got...
I listen to your program on Saturdays. I learn so much from your program. Generally, I'm on the road driving because that's what I do for a living, and I listen to your program, and you'd be amazed how much I learn.
We love it.
Those are great.
Well,
good.
Thank
I'm glad
you.
To
we
have
love
you
it.
Listening.
Tell all your friends to listen, and if you have
Absolutely.
Ones, if you have ones you think will be good, tell them to call us to be on the show too.
Okay, but I share all the time, and I'm telling them to listen. They can get educated and improve their health.
All right, that's awesome. Al, you're great, and I'll call you back after the show and get your address and make sure we get that out to you. So, fantastic.
Great, thanks for having me.
Okay, take care.
Take care, Al.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. He's great. I can't believe how many questions he got right.
That's because he's been listening. See, I tailor the questions to stuff we've had on previous shows. So if you're listening,
yeah.
you got a better chance of winning.
Well, you know what? You're absolutely right. He heard all these answers on the show. So that's pretty good. All right. Well, you know, I liked our guest today, too. He's gone, and we can talk about him. He's all right.
Yeah. Hard to imagine he ever had anger issues. He was smiling and jovial. I mean, it's like, okay, that's the, you're going to sell
so
me
nice.
On the fact that you had anger issues? So, he obviously, the counseling he received was obviously effective, right?
Well, the best person to treat other people is someone that's come through the problem successfully themselves. For example, that's why AA works. You need a drunk to know a drunk, for example. example. So I think that's a good example
right
here.
Well, you know, I do agree with that. I mean, I think even with people that need like nutritional counseling, it's really hard for someone who wants to lose weight to go to someone who's 80 pounds. And they're like, well, let me tell you what you need to eat. And I don't think they should go to overweight people, but I think going to someone who's a success story is important.
Well, I mean, the success story could be somebody's successfully kept the weight off because they didn't fall into it. So, I mean, you know, they're doing it. They're executing the plan if they're doing it at that
right
point. I mean, you don't have to have somebody who's had bariatric surgery do nutritional
right
counseling.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, you know, if they're genetically, you know, 80 pounds, then they don't understand. I don't think they would understand how hard it is not to eat those cookies. That's what I'm just saying.
Well, it's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender has swooped into the control room with his cape with the double D on it. Are you ready for this week's riddle? By the way, Dementia Defender went to some therapy and has lost his anger issues.
Oh, gosh.
Here's our riddle. There are three rooms. One room has gold coins. The second room has currency notes. The third room has cotton bags. If all three rooms catch fire at the same time, which room will the ambulance pour water on first? Repeat, there's three rooms. One room with gold coins. Another one with $100 bills. A third one with cotton bags. If all three rooms catch fire at the same time, which room will the ambulance pour water on first? Send in your answers.
Okay, here's what you do. You go to stayyoungamerica.com. That's stayyoungamerica.com. Choose the contact us and fill it out. And if you send us the correct answer and the explanation, and of course we need your information, your name, your address, and your phone number to be able to send the books out, then you can either get your choice, either Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, or Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. Your choice, you just got to get it right. Or you can just pick up the phone and call us with the answer, 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100. That's 844-935-5100. And I want to make sure that you know, listeners, I know a lot of you do because you're already friends with us on Facebook. Go on Facebook and like the page Stay Young Media Group, because we're always posting things like studies that have come out, videos, links where you can get books like people that we've had on the show. Lots of great stuff comes across here all the time. Be sure to go in and like it, and then encourage your friends to like it. And not, you know, that brings me to another thing, and that's about the podcast. We have people all over the globe that download the Stayin' Young Show. It's a free podcast on iTunes. There's two ways to get to it. You can either go to iTunes.com and search the Stayin' Young Show. Again, they're free. iTunes is free. If you don't know how to use it, get with somebody else, because a lot of people know how to use it. So you can do it that way, or you can just go to stayyoungamerica.com and you can download them from there, stayyoungamerica.com. And there's a lot of past shows. I mean, we've covered so many topics. If you're a new listener, I can guarantee whatever you think you want us to talk about, we've talked about at some point, and you can go on there and get it. But the best part is you can share that with your friends and family as well. So if, like example, today's show was about temper, if you have a temper issue or you have a loved one with a temper issue, then you can send them a link to the show, and they can listen to it, and they'll realize that, you know, there's some help out there. And of course, that Taming Your Temper was a great book. Nathaniel Smith was in with us, and we'll put a link to where you can get that on the Facebook page as well. So that is all the time we have for today's show, and we're super excited that you come and listen and learn everything you can learn with us on the show. Just like our trivia guy said, Al, he gets quite an education.
Yeah, it's terrific.
Well, I think, you know, we do cover a lot of broad topics, and so I think, you know, how many shows we got up there now? 150 or something?
Yeah, I think there's like 200, but I think iTunes holds 100 and then knocks the last one off, and they keep rotating.
Yeah, so, I mean, we've covered quite a few topics in that, and you keep listening, you'll probably get an honorary medical degree.
There you go. All right, that's all the time we have for today. You've been listening to the Stayin' Young Show.
Today. And precious time is ours to borrow. We won't let it slip away. We are young today. Let's be young tomorrow.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you to advice on sex and your health. The book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932.